So did you go and vote today, America, on casinos, hot issues, high school football stadiums, or for a governor or a mayor? Three of the big ones included in New Jersey, Chris Christie, who in some circles is said to be the darling of the Republican Party for 2016, and he's definitely campaigning like he's ready for 2016. He says he focused really on New Jersey, though, that he has more to get done. So this is Christie Part 2.
Thank you, New Jersey, for making me the luckiest guy in the world. The only greatest honor and privilege than being a one-term governor of New Jersey is to be a two-term governor of New Jersey. I will govern with the spirit of Sandy. I did not seek a second term to do small things. I sought a second term to finish the job. Now watch me do it. Under this government, our first job is to get the job done. And as long as I'm governor, that job will always, always be finished.
Well, how about that? Always, always be finished. He won overwhelmingly 60.5% of the vote. In Virginia, Terry McAuliffe is the new governor. He's the Democrat with the big ties to the Clintons. He worked in Bill Clinton's administration. 47.9%. He narrowly eked this out, and he spent, like they spent the campaign, over $15 million to win that seat. I mean, that was so tight. So tight. How about the New York City mayor, Bill de Blasio, wins with 73.6% of the vote there. That was expected. And goodbye the Bloomberg era. Remember, Bloomberg, three times he got to be mayor of New York because he had the people vote as to whether or not he could be mayor for a third time. A third time. So what's interesting with Christie, this pushes him to the front of the pack for 2016, or does it? I asked this in the last hour, but would you vote for Chris Christie right now to be the Republican nominee? And if you're not a Republican and you're a Democrat or an independent, would you vote for Chris Christie based on what you've seen? I mean, it was a crushing victory, but it was expected to be a crushing victory. It's very odd because he's in a state where Democrats outnumber Republicans by over 700,000. And he won a majority of the vote because of women and Hispanics. And even some younger voters. So he's prevailing in a couple of demographics. And he had contrary positions on a couple of different things, including same-sex marriage, abortion rights, and minimum wage. And the economic recovery in New Jersey is behind the rest of the country. So how about that? And he, you know, you could hear him there. He was excited, said he was going to finish the job, get it done, and said we don't just show up in the places where we're comfortable. We show up in the places where we're uncomfortable. And what's interesting, though, is Republicans around the country, would you vote for Chris Christie? Does he have Tea Party support? I mean, that margin is a pretty big margin. And that shows at least that a conservative Republican can get votes from usually places where it's not voter friendly for Republican Hispanics, African Americans, and he's a pro-life governor, and he got votes from women. So how about that? The bipartisanship thing, that's one of the things he's known for, that he's reached across the aisle from the entire time that he's been the governor. And he's on the short list, at least right now he's on the short list, because he's getting so much national attention. Cover of Time magazine, being swarmed by, you know, all kinds of people asking the question about running in 2016, and he's showing up in other places, California, Florida, Michigan, Ohio, saying he's going to help other people run, like he's going to help Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina. Next year, he says he's going to do that. So I think without a doubt, this guy wants that job. He wants to be your next president. Would you vote for Chris Christie? He definitely got it done when the category of governor in a place like New Jersey of all places. But he absolutely was able to win the overwhelming amount of votes that he needed. And I think he's beaten a trail to the White House. I think that's what's next. I think that's what he's going to try to do for sure. And as I said, there were a lot of interesting casino votes and pot votes. And you know, one of them was the school tax hike in Colorado. The voters rejected one of the biggest sweeping school financial measures in really the country. The promise of smaller class sizes, full-day kindergarten, and smarter education, people decided it wasn't worth the tax increase. It was a major blow for the teachers' unions and the state governor, who campaigned heavily to support the measure to provide $1 billion for educational improvements. So they want to know parts of that. It's interesting because opponents were worried. They were worried of higher taxes and what it would do to job creation. Californians, remember, approved a $6 billion tax increase to help the finances of the state and schools. But unlike in California, voters in Colorado said, you know, we're unwilling to shoulder higher taxes, even in the name of a popular issue like education is. So throwing money down the rat hole, they decided, was not a good thing to do. I guess some of the voters decided that. In one sense, it's surprising because of the concern over having enough money for the educational needs in Colorado, and seeing what's happened to a few other places where they're stuck. And they're stuck with the bill. Plagiarism. A senator is being accused of it and says it's unfair. We'll tell you about it next on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's fun filling in, as I do sometimes, for Jason Lewis, who's also on the Genesis Network, and he does a Beatles Bumper Friday, and it seems like that's when I get to fill in on Friday, which is perfect, and I got one of those coming up on the 15th. You'll have to tune in and listen. It's Central Time, 5 to 8 o'clock. And it's, the Beatles music is just great. It kind of floods you back to all the music that you hear still, because there are lots of radio stations probably near you where they do a Beatles Sunday or a tribute or, you know, that kind of thing. Let's go out to David in San Francisco. David, you're on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How are you, David?
Well, hi, Kate. I hope you're having a good night. We got a nice clear night here in San Francisco.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
I like that.
Hey, you know, I'm a great big Ralph Nader fan, so Chris Christie doesn't really impress me. There is one thing that I think that he was probably shocked to learn, and that was that the neocons don't believe, everybody knows that the neocons don't believe in global warming. But
right.
When Hurricane Sandy hit out there, he had the great alarm to learn that they also don't believe in FEMA or budgeting any kind of safety, in an aftermath of a huge devastation. that each county, each town is supposed to look out for itself, and that with all of the technology that we've got, with all of the skills of various, you know, millions of people, that we're not supposed to band together, united you stand, divided you fall, but we're supposed to basically you look out, you know, fend for ourselves. So whether he now acknowledges that the Republicans and the neocons and, for the most part, the fake Tea Party groups are out there advocating just being alone in the devastation of advancing global warming, his policies are going to have to acknowledge that's, some reality.
Absolutely. I mean, I think there are a few things that could really snag him, too. It is kind of interesting because there is no straddling it. There's no straddling some of the big issues. And then mentioning Sandy, that's great that you brought that up, and you're right. There is no getting around what happened with Sandy, and they're still feeling the effects there. But it'll be interesting to watch, David, how they navigate those waters, which you have a very fractured Republican Party.
Sure. Well, I don't know if you kept up with the dollar value of Katrina, but as I understand it, I was watching C-SPAN one afternoon, and apparently we budgeted, or the Congress budgeted, I think it was $171 billion to Katrina. And if you go down there, you can barely see that a billion got spent. So for the most part, all of it got stolen. And and whether that went to Mississippi, Louisiana, or even into Texas, that money just never got spread around. So then when Sandy happened, and I think it was only about a half as much was asked for, for as populated an area as the East Coast is versus the South, the neocons refused to kick loose of any part of it. So, again, global warming being a big deal. You know, one other thing, one of these other candidates that's trying to run in 2016, have you been keeping up with Senator Cruz?
Yeah, Senator Cruz is wildly popular in a big chunk of Texas and some other areas in the Southwest. And there is a big Tea Party push for Cruz to be on that short list, too, to leapfrog Chris Christie.
Right.
And he is completely different. A lot of his views are completely different from Chris Christie's, or a little enough that there's enough of a different choice there, yeah.
Well, where I was going to go with it, I don't know if you've kept up with his wife, but there's a Chamber of Commerce in Houston. So you can go to, I believe it's Houston.org, and you go to the board of directors of this Houston.org, and it turns out that she's not only, she used to be a vice president of the Goldman Sachs. Now she's called a regional director, and her district is so big that it includes Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Oklahoma. So
yeah.
She's massively wealthy, and she, if Ted Cruz is trying to pretend that he's some sort of a man of the people Tea Party guy, but his wife is so wealthy and so powerful that, you know, Goldman Sachs' money is not just old money, it's ancient money.
Yeah, so, yeah. And, you know, he's a Harvard guy. He went to Harvard. And I think she did, too. I could be wrong about that, but I know
Ivy League, he did.
Yeah, he's an Ivy League guy. He's not what some people think, yes.
Yeah, so these, you know, they're phonies all the way, and it's that's why I'm a Ralph Nader. Even if Ralph Nader survived 3 days, he could make more appointments that would make a lasting effect on America, because, you know, we need honest people in government. We don't need these phonies.
Well, I'll tell you what we need in government, David, is we need people that don't react and get things done, and I think we need, you know, you're onto something with the I don't agree with the Nader choice, because I don't know that he would be effective in some areas, but I'll tell you, not for president, but a third party to me is so necessary. And I've said this from day one of being on the air, because you have such extremes that I think it forces people to say things, or the people around them, that they don't necessarily agree with. And to have the honest candidate is the thing. So whether I agree with you or not, but I know I'm getting an honest answer. I think that's why some people really like Chris Christie, because he has that Jersey attitude, and he really has that attitude where he just says it. He's not the king of spin, or so it doesn't seem. I know he's infuriated people for a few things that he's done, but he's not good at spin, really. And we need people that are not good at spin it. We need people that aren't being manipulated by all the handlers around them. Of course, that's the way you get elected, and that's part of the problem. But that's the push for the third party. Let's get that third party going, like legitimately, not a party that's just going to hurt one side's chances or the other's, but a legitimate third party, a third option that is viable, a third option that's viable. And all we need is somebody decent to run for a president eventually one day, where they declare whatever party and they're bankable and they're winnable. You know, in other words, they can leapfrog the Republican and the Democrat. That would be good. Be good to have that extra. I think it'd be good to have that extra added choice to when you go to the polls. So you're not happy about the polarization. You really like this person. They vote one way on this and one way on the other, but they vote with their heart and their heads and everything else in between, because they're paying attention. It doesn't feel like that sometimes. Coming out of Washington, that's what's frustrating. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're talking about civil liberties and the significance of them, and looking at a couple of key things. Kevin Vascola joins us, and he's terrific. He'll talk about a couple of different things, including when it comes to civil liberties, when it comes to pulling the wool over our eyes, the NSA, Bradley Manning, and a few things in between. So stay with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
This is the stuff we love to talk about here on America Tonight in our virtual green room. Kevin Gostola, he's the co-author of a book, Truth and Consequences, the U.S. versus Private Manning. He also writes the Dissenter blog for Fire Dog Lake. They cover secrecy, whistleblowing, NSA, drones, you name it, WikiLeaks, and other civil liberty issue type things. So, Kevin, thanks for popping on ATN.
Thank you.
The latest stuff with Ed Snowden. First of all, your opinion on this ping-ponging back and forth that happened with him. First, the Hong Kong stuff. He goes to Hong Kong, then Russia. And in my mind, Putin wanted to help him out. Definitely, I think, from the start. He just politically had to figure it out. So he grants him that temporary asylum. And now it's a matter of what happens with Snowden from here. You know that he tried the clemency route and got denied. So your thoughts on what happens with Snowden, what should happen, and the whole thing about denying clemency?
Well, the first thing I did have to say is I don't know if it's actually accurate to say clemency, just because I've looked at the letter and I've seen what's being reported, and I go back to the New York Times here and see that they've reported it as a clemency request. But his lawyers, they didn't put anything into the U.S. government asking for a request. And often if you ask for clemency, you are admitting that you committed a crime. And he doesn't admit that he's committed any crime. So I don't know if that's the word I would use, though I know that a lot of media are using that word right now. But I think in terms of his traveling and trying to find a place where he can settle, we need to look at the Obama administration and see that a lot of what they are doing, the bumbling and fumbling of all of this, directly influenced the events where he ended up being trapped in Moscow. And he was on his way to a Latin American country. And I think that if you're the Obama administration, you wish you would have stayed out of his way and let him end up where he was going, because they probably would have been able to get him back to the United States by now.
Yeah. Do you think, all the stuff that has trickled out from Ed Snowden, I mean, let's face it, it's unbelievable, as you said, the blundering and the things that are happening in another direction with the government. It certainly showed the things that a lot of people didn't realize was happening, although if you dug for the information, you would have found some of it out, and some of it's actually been written about. I'm sure you've blogged about it. There are lots of pieces of information about what's happening with the NSA. Do you think that he did the nation a service by releasing all the information and letting people know what was really happening, or what's your take?
I think right now it's unmistakable. And if you look at Congress, they're reviewing all of the policies and processes around surveillance. They're looking at the National Security Agency, trying to figure out, what's the right balance. Exactly what should they be allowed to do? What shouldn't they be doing? What's effective? I mean, there's a lot of this surveillance they haven't proven is actually necessary to stopping terrorists. Some of this looks to be like an offensive type of operation where you've got hacking and going after secrets of other countries and even some businesses. And we don't know if this is something that we want our surveillance apparatus to be doing. So I think it's an important debate, and many people in Congress are actually engaged in it. I think there's a lot of people who are, regular Americans that are interested in where this is going to go.
Yeah. In watching this and watching what's happening with Germany and, of course, everything that happened with Bradley Manning, I mentioned that you co-authored the book, so obviously you dug deep into Bradley Manning and what was happening there. Were you surprised back in August by his sentence? And, ultimately, what do you think should have happened with Manning?
Well, I see a connection between, we're talking about Snowden and then Manning's case. I see this connection, which is that the government here wants to go after these individuals who were looking at information and came to this conclusion that it needed to be out in the public. And one of the things I think that we need to grapple with is there should be a process where these people can go through, and particularly when they're on trial. So if they get to the trial process, nobody right now can really go into a courtroom and try to make an argument before a judge that what they were doing was in the public interest. Now, if that argument would fail, they could go to jail. Manning could go to jail for 35 years like he did. But if this is something where we think people should be able to defend the release of information and say the public has a right to read this because the government has an overclassification problem, that's not a process that's set up right now.
Yeah. One of the things I mentioned, your blogging that you do on Fire Dog Lake, you've written some great blogs, and one of the things that you talked about, and one of them I can recall back in October, was about drone victims, and they vividly talk about the strikes were like, what happened, and what happened to those that were wounded. Do you think this is something that Americans just don't know very much about?
Sure. Yeah, I would agree with that statement. I don't think there are a lot of Americans. This doesn't really make the news. Although I think there was a point, at least with regards to Yemen, when we had months ago, there was this discussion about they shut down all these embassies, and everyone was thinking there was an Al-Qaeda plot that was in the works. And then there was a record number, and like a span of a week, there's a record number of drone strikes in Yemen. And I think that put some of it before. There has been some debate, but there really hasn't been a whole lot of debate. So I just think this is something that people aren't aware. So when you see these individuals from Pakistan come here and try to talk to some Congress people, I think it does expose Americans to something they don't see every day.
Yeah. This was kind of the year of the whistleblower. How important is it that whistleblowers get protection under the law instead of being outcast when often they reveal things that are shown terrible evils that are going on and definitely a violation of civil liberties that people wouldn't have known otherwise? What do you think?
Well, I I think that if you look at the attitudes of Americans, more and more they lack faith in the politicians that are running this country. They just don't think that they're going to take care of corruption in any of the agencies of government. They don't think they're going to address some of the core issues. So it falls on those employees that see what's going on a daily basis. And they need to be able to either, one, use their free speech rights and talk to the press without facing long-term sentences in prison, or they need to be able to go to congresspeople and know that they're going to be able to respond to corruption without facing prison. And I don't think there's a guarantee right now, but it's important that Americans think about the role that whistleblowers can play in correcting corruption in government.
Yeah, well said. I agree with that wholeheartedly. When you look at, and I said this, that you, one of the things that you are blogging about, I mentioned, you know, NSA drones, some of the things we talked about, but also other civil liberties issues. What are some of the other things that you think people should be concerned about in this country?
Well, I think people should think about coming down the pike. I think that people should think of, this goes with the drones thing. I mean, we're going to start seeing police agencies deploy these domestic drones. I think that's something people should be considering in their communities. Is something that they want? Do they think it's necessary for police to use those to do their jobs? I know that this there's also the issue of GPS devices. I've written a little bit about. Recently, we had an appeals court ruling that police have to get a warrant if they're going to attach a GPS tracker to your vehicle. But these are all things that I don't know that a lot of Americans ever give much thought to until they're in situations where they're faced with these troubles, where they're actually become targets of the government. And so I think one of the challenges with a lot of what I cover is to get people to think that this is something that can matter to them in their daily lives.
Yeah, until it happens to them, you're right, and then they're staring down the barrel of whatever the issue happens to be. Last thing, Keva, is, you know, we see what happened at LAX with sadly with a TSA officer being shot, and as much as I will riff and bang on the TSA and some of the ridiculousness that goes on in some of the airports because I've traveled a lot, certainly I wouldn't have wanted to see anything like that happen. What do you think needs to be done at the airports? What's the best way to move forward with protections, I guess, at the airports?
Well, I've always thought that what's going on there is security theater. I don't see it actually contributing to our security. I don't think you can prove that TSA is why we're preventing any sort of terrorist attacks. It's my belief that I trust my fellow Americans. I think on an airplane, you're an alert person, especially after the September 11th attacks, and you're looking out for people who look like they're engaged in suspicious activity. And we've seen whenever so far in the air when something has gone wrong, it's been people who responded, not the TSA agents who were responsible for helping out. So I think that it's a good deterrent to have detectors and everything, but I do think that much of what the TSA does is really excessive, especially forcing people to drink breast milk and other sorts of horrendous things.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Kevin Gastola, thanks so much. We appreciate the time. Pick up the book, Truth and Consequence of the Use of the U.S. versus Private Manning. How can they get a copy of that?
Just look for it on Amazon.
Amazon. All right, thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screen lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You can do that at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. 5283, a lot of speculation belongs in the corner of Chris Christie, the Republican governor of New Jersey, because the speculation is he could be the candidate in 2016 for the Republicans. However, there is a bench full of other Republicans with a different ideology in some ways than Chris Christie, who may also be in line for the presidency. And then, of course, with the Democrats, it's Hillary Clinton, unless she gets sick and decides for some reason she doesn't want to run. Because the Clintons can deny all they want, but they are absolutely behind the scenes looking at her running in 2016. I think there's a big push that Hillary gets at this, you know, let's give it back to Hillary. And who's going to be the Republican candidate? 2016 could be pretty interesting to see what happens there, especially since we've had three back-to-back terms of presidents between Clinton, Bush, and Obama. Who's up next? And where are we going to be as a country in 2016? Anyway, a lot of speculating going on, too, through the miracle of the email. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one comes to Charlie, to us in Ottumwa, Iowa. And Charlie says, Kate, big fan of the show. Listen all the time. I heard you talk about the president's approval ratings. A lot of people are doing that because they're dipping to incredibly low numbers. I think all of this has to do with the affordable health care plan that he implemented and somehow tricked Congress into signing. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm just a frustrated American. And I'm just so tired of hearing about the Obamacare problems and what it's going to cost us and everything else. So I wanted to throw in that I'm not shocked that the approval ratings keep dropping. Maybe he'll end up as low as Congress. What do you think? Well, boy, you can't get any lower than that. What, you're at 10, 11%? If he gets that low, that would be historic. If I ever come on this show and say, wow, the president's approval ratings are 10% in the latest Gallup poll, he got 10%, that would be a stunner if that were to happen. But in the 30s is very low, especially for a president who's traditionally been much higher than that, well over 50%. But we've seen that eke down, and a lot of this is that conversation, he's right, over health care. And are you can you afford the plan? What are you doing? Are you kicked off a plan? You know, where are the people? In fact, I saw an interesting thing today about NPR. NPR was fishing around on a site that I go to. They were fishing around for people to call them or email them who were happy with the new coverage they were getting, that they had to switch their coverage and they're getting new coverage because of Obamacare. So they're trying to do a story on the positive side of how many people are excited about that, which I say every show, if you like your health care, if you're getting better health care, you think, I want to hear from you because I want to hear what's better. Premiums lower, premiums the same, coverage better, what is it? Because that's all I've heard from people. I mean, across the board, with kids, no kids, older, younger, they're not happy with what's going on with health insurance. So if you're one of the people that you are happy, call us. I agree with NPR. I want to hear from you. 855-266-5283. All right, let's go to another one. This one from Bob, listening to us in the great state of Florida. And Bob says, Kate, I'll tell you what, looking around and what's going on with the TSA, more and more, I think they need more armed guards or police officers at some of these bigger airports. I don't think you can put up some kind of an iron curtain. We know that's not realistic. But at the same time, it's so wide open, and what this 23-year-old punk from New Jersey did was pull back the veil even more to say, hey, you thought you were okay at the airport, but not so fast. Not so fast. And then even though he was specifically going after the TSA, he scared a lot of people. He even injured a few. One was a teacher, and other people were tripping over each other to get out of the airport. It was kind of frightening to watch that on CNN. Well, I think they're going to beef up police security. They're certainly talking about that at LAX. They're talking about that at New York. They're talking about that in Philadelphia. They're talking about it in Boston, Chicago. But how much can they afford to? It's one thing when something happens and everybody gets hysterical. Oh, no, we've got to put more officers here. We got to watch big sports venues, and then we got to put more officers at the airport, too, as well. We only have so many resources. And it's not like there are giant budgets where you can say, hey, let's hire a couple thousand more police officers. In an unrealistic world, that might happen, but not in our world. That's not going to happen, not with the way budgets are right now. Here's one from Keith who says, TSA equals disaster. I feel for the family of the slain agent. However, some of what has happened to people going in and out of the airport is reason for concern. I think all kinds of civil liberties are being tranced on. I think he meant they're being trampled on. Are being trampled on. And it's about time that we changed up the system from the TSA to a more secure way to fly. But what's the more secure way to fly? See, you got to offer that solution. So is the solution more armed police officers? Just pluck them out of the sky because, geez, we need them. So big budget or no budget, we're going to have to figure out how to do it. And I'm just saying. I'm just thinking. All right, let's go to Stacy in Mississippi. Hey, Stacy, you got the floor. You're the last word on the show. What do you say?
Yeah, you just kind of covered exactly what I wanted to say. I'm disabled, okay? But with rehab, I got where I was walking perfect. That way, going like a fool. But I'm just getting myself back in shape. But, you know, I would even get off a disability if I was trained and everything to ride in an airplane for one reason, in the back of that thing, and watch for people like that. Instead of me getting disabilities, then pay me, and I'll ride an airplane on one, two, three floors, and they want each floor. But sawed off dope barrel shotgun, wrong man, ain't the wrong way. Pull a gun, I'm going to tease it off. I'd rather get paid doing that than I had drawing disability. I don't think anybody in the world would get go against me. I could draw food stamps, but I don't. Because it brings America down. As much trash out there, I'll give it black, white, green, and blue. Tell them they're lazy bus, draw food stamps, and sell them, trade them, do whatever they can do with them for drugs, whatever. I don't draw them. I could, but I don't. But I'm disabled, but I can't walk with good rehabilitation. I walk just like you do. And I'd rather, instead of drawing disability, I'd rather be trained to ride on the back of an airplane watching nobody but people like that. That'd be my job. That's right.
An air marshal. What do you think, America? Stacy, ready to be an air marshal? It's interesting, Stacy, thanks for that, talking about the food stamp situation. I've heard other people say they don't want to take food stamps and they have a lot of pride and they feel like they're taking too much, having their hand in the till. You know, it's such a sensitive subject, but it really is split down the middle because you have people that are just stuck and they have looked their guts out. I mean, they have done everything they can and they've got a family, they're stuck, and they're trying to get unstuck. And that's the reason why that was there. But of course, like everything else, there are definitely people who take advantage without a doubt. Hey, you got something to say on this show? You can certainly do it by giving us a jingle or sending us an email to americatonight.net.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
What, are you kidding me?
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.